Okay, so maybe you already know that founding fathers Thomas Jefferson and John Adams died on the same day, July 4th, 1836. But do you know what their last words were? Clue, it was not "Let freedom reign." For the definitive answer, we turn to our master of all things arcane, the man who has read the entire Encyclopedia Britannica and has lived to tell us about it again and again, A.J. Jacobs in our New York bureau. Morning, A.J.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I have heard that Scott Simon was not able to keep you off the air, and now it seems it's my turn. I can't either. Tell us now, what were the last words of Mr. Jefferson and Mr. Adams?
Well, Mr. Jefferson died at about noon, and his last words were, "Is it the fourth?" And John Adams died a few hours later, and his words were, "Thomas Jefferson still lives,"
Oh, my.
which, of course, was not true. He
Was
hadn't
not
gotten
true.
the phone call, so but it's probably for the best that he didn't know.
On this patriotic weekend, I understand that you have picked up several other tidbits about our ancestors, maybe less moving. Mr. Jefferson's personal hygiene habits.
Yes, I believe he had the cleanest feet of any president in American history. According to the Britannica, he woke up at dawn every morning and bathed his feet in cold water.
I mean, some people splash their faces with cold water in the morning.
Yeah, that's why he was a genius, always doing something different.
And John Adams had some curious habits as well.
Yes, in one of the strangest passages in Britannica history, he would have a hard cider each morning before breakfast, so he was boozing it up early in the morning. But even weirder, he would, quote, "rejoice at the size of his manure pile."
I think we've heard enough about those two. Do you want to share some other magic moments with us that we can tie to the 4th of July?
Sure. There are a couple of unsung heroes that I'd like to sing on July 4th. There's, I think I mentioned this in an earlier interview, but I think it bears repeating, that lichen. Without lichen, we would not have a country. This is the fungus and algae combination. And George Washington's starving troops at Valley Forge ate lichen off of the rocks there.
Oh my goodness. Well, are you suggesting it for 4th of July picnics, or that would be
That's
going too
right,
far?
exactly, with the hot dogs. Have a little lichen on top. Also, the laying of the cornerstone of the Washington Monument, which was in 1850. And by the way, in case you want to know, the Washington Monument is 555 feet and 5 inches tall.
I knew that.
Is that right? You're from Washington, sure.
Thank you very much. Have a very happy fourth.
Well, thank you too.
A.J. Jacobs, author of The Know-It-All, One Man's Humble Quest to Become the Smartest Person in the World. And it's 22 minutes before the hour.